I'm okay.
Everybody all strapped in?
Best tonight.
I may not want you to, just in case they miss, right?
Well, that's why we're supposed to be.
Yeah, right. I may not want to sit in front.
There was a slight typo. Today is March 22nd, 2023. Okay, great. And
On the agenda?
Yeah. It's been a long night. But we have 8 Hidden Valley first. I know that Mr. Emmanuel has another engagement, but yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Since we have a quorum, this meeting is now open. First item on the agenda is
No, just be called the chairman's call to order. And then if it's a public hearing, then there's a motion open to public hearing, but this isn't on for hearing.
Right.
So we're not on for hearing tonight.
I don't think so, are we?
No.
Oh, we're not.
Okay.
This is an initial.
It's the first time on.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Every board does it differently. So, okay. That explains it's like panic attack I just had about the posters in my house.
So let me just hit you for the
record. Take a deep breath, Ira. Everything's
first applicant for Copperhead Merlstein regarding 8 Hidden Valley Drive to add an in-ground swimming pool and a pool house in the backyard.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good evening. My name is Ira Emmanuel. I'm with the firm of Emmanuel Law PC. And thank you for accommodating my schedule this evening. This is a fairly simple application. It's the Hermelsteins who are in the back here on the house at 8 Hidden Valley Drive. They'd like to put in a swimming pool. The house is on a lot that was developed back in the late 1950s, mid-1950s, under different zoning. When the village of Pomona came in and instituted its R40 zoning, the lot became undersized according to the design code. As we said in our narrative and as we showed with the subdivision map that we enclosed, all of the lots in their neighborhood are, with the exception of one, are undersized as compared with what the zoning requires. Because of the way that the property was developed back in the 1950s, the development coverage was not an issue back then. And they have current development coverage of about 15%. And that's the house, the driveway, a couple of walkways, the normal type of thing that you would have with a house. Once they wanted to put a pool in, they bumped up and over the 20% maximum development coverage that is allowed under the R40 zone. The pool itself would probably take it to just about the 20%. Anything else beyond that, pool shed, pool house, etc., puts them into variance territory. They'd like to add a pool house, as many of their neighbors have. That pool house would also create additional development coverage. There's no way to avoid impervious surface with this situation. The pool deck, the pool is impervious coverage. The pool deck is impervious. The pool house is impervious. There's no pervious pavement or anything like that you could do and keep this configuration. So that's basically where we are. The pool itself, as we noted in our narrative, in comparison to other pools in the neighborhood, appears to be a similar size to other homes that do have pools. Many of those homes, again, appear to have put in the pools before the current zoning code went into effect. So it wasn't possible to determine what their development coverage was, and they certainly didn't seem, there was no record that they needed a variance.
So with all of the additions, in addition to the pool itself, do we have an approximation?
Yeah, we're looking at, I think it's 23.4% that's in the narrative.
Yes, sir, 23.4%.
So I was just going to jump in and maybe ask Lou and Andrew or Martin, with the new code, with the 15 plus 5 as opposed to, it used to be 15, and you counted it all together, and now there's a 15 plus 5. I think we're going to be seeing this issue more and more and more often, and I think it's going to apply to this one as well as the next one. What's your view, Lou, on the breakdown here? Is there a straight, if it's the house, you get up to 15 and you get a straight 5% for accessories, or is it, how do you view it in terms of how we interpret this under the code?
I think the easiest way to do it is as a whole number rather than breaking it that way, unless it's a new application where the house may be extremely large, the house may be pushing 20, then it's, something else that we'd have to look at whether or not to break it. But trying to break it and split the accessory versus the house, in some cases that won't work. I just do it as a whole number, it's 20%. In this case, the house was originally at 15 anyway, so the 5 is entirely accessory.
So everything that we need here is accessory, and so it's you can look at it one of two ways, right? So either way, the house remains at 15,
right,
and everything else that we're adding is bringing it up to 23.4. So it exceeds, you could either look at it to say it exceeds the 20, the total of 20 by 3.4, or you could say it exceeds the accessory by, instead of it being 5, it's 8.4. Right, do I have it right?
Correct, yeah, where like the next case, I think the house is already over.
Right,
so that's a little bit more complex. It's a different animal, yeah.
Okay.
So if I'm right, I mean, it's just 8.4% addition.
No, okay. It's 3.4.
The house is 15, the variance is 20.
The variance is 3.4.
The five is within the
zone. Oh, right, 5 is within the zone. Right.
And they're looking for anything else, just lot coverage? No side of that?
That's it.
Nope.
Everything else works.
Okay.
And what kind of dome are we putting on this thing?
This was his compromise for happy marriage. He wanted an indoor pool, and I said,
wonder if we actually rent this stuff.
He wanted an indoor pool, and I said, I really want the sun in the summer, so we're doing like a retractable roof, I guess.
Yeah, goes back in sections?
Yeah.
All right. Oh.
Yeah.
We just installed one in Airmont. It goes back in like 4/5 sections.
Yeah, it's very cool. They're very cool.
On the track.
I want one. I'll let you know, my guys.
Well, if we get the variance, I'm sure wrangling.
You can come see it when it's finished. Come have a pool day.
Yeah, I just warned you. I was in the ballpark in Montreal, and that roof never worked.
Over there, probably froze though.
Yeah, it gets a little colder.
So this dome allows you to use a pool.
All year round.
If you heat it.
All year round.
And it's clear to see through, or is it?
There's different options. If they have it like that it's completely clear, they have it that you have a little bit
opaque. There's no power. The one in one's not electric. It's pulse in sections. Wow. It's not electric. Is yours electric?
It's not electric. Okay.
It's a pulse in manual sections, like a track, like a wall in a gym that unfolds.
So, wow.
And because of the dome, even using permeable pavers on the patio doesn't help because it's for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
And would putting the pool house on the apron help in any way?
Well, it's you need an apron, and I think they've got it situated so that they have the apron. They have pretty much a minimal apron between the pool house and the pool itself.
Still wouldn't.
I don't think it would be advisable when we close.
By the way, full disclosure, I live right across the street from you.
Oh, do you?
I know.
Which house?
5.
Oh, okay.
I've been in the neighborhood for 50 years.
Are you the one with the Vulcan wizard?
Yes.
I noticed your license plate. Okay, well, nice to meet you.
That was my wife's. She was a Trekkie.
I was wondering.
Over 50 years, Hidden Valley Drive on the north side, Ryan, floods with heavy rains and things. And there's a swale between 3 and 5, 3 in Valley and 5 in Valley. And I've been going after the town of Ralpa for years to deepen it, because in heavy rains, it just floods both properties.
Right.
Finally, thanks to Pat Withers and a couple of other people from Ralpa, they went down and deepened it. But in extremely heavy, intense rains, the water table on that side just bubbles up and starts flooding the basements. I know advice number 7 used to flood, that has to have dam demolished. Number 9 before that was rebuilt used to flood.
Our house also, we put in a
put in a sump pump.
Yeah, we put in a sump pump.
I know your house because I knew the former owners, and their basement was always flooding. They're the ones that dug the drainage ditch between your property and number 6.
Yeah.
And then there's a drainage ditch, I think, on the back part of your property, coming down.
So,
probably in the flooding part.
Right. We try everything, just doesn't work, however. And every time the building goes on our street anyway, something shifts, the water table shifts, underground streams. So we get water when we never had it before, and sometimes you don't get water for a few years because whatever shifted just moved it away from that property. However, welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Question for you. I mean, I had a brother-in-law put a pool in, and right in the back of his property was like a brook or something.
Mm-hmm.
When it rained, the thing fell up.
Yeah.
One side of his pool wound up collapsing.
Really?
The side toward the brook.
I think they're working on that one, you did, right?
Well, they also put a drainage ditch between Hidden Valley Drive and Backdock, and to take away some of that water.
Right.
But again, in heavy rains, that drainage ditch overflows and floods Backdock Lane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
So,
yeah, it's
because
it's like all
out of that. That perhaps Rampart, though, right?
Correct. But I digress.
But in any event, I don't know if you had an opportunity to review the letter from Mr. Spence.
I saw it.
We did. We did. We got it this earlier today. I'll let Martin speak for himself.
Sure. Do you want me to go through it real quickly? We just noted the first page is kind of a narrative description of the property. It's rectangular. It is a gentle slope from the rear to the front of the house in a northerly direction. The pool and the pool house are shown in the rear yard. Is a couple trees noted to be removed. I think there may be 2 more, a total of 4 trees that may be impacted. On the west side, there's a solid 6-foot high vinyl fence. And then the rest of the properties, the rest of the perimeter has some natural vegetation. On comment number 7, there was no dimensions on the plan, mm-hmm. and we scaled it. And I think it was close to Mr. Emanuel's narrative. But that's one of the comments that those dimensions should be on the specific plan.
Yeah, we can get that to you.
Pools are typically 20 by 40 in that range. This is not an oversized pool. One of the comments also is that we're seeing more and more of these amenities in rear yards. It's not uncommon for people to have pools in use the rear yard. Second page, I just went over the development coverage. And if Mr. Zumo is only considering the 20, on the plan, civil text plan, they showed 24%. And the testimony tonight was 23.4%. So I think that just has to be clarified. It's just some maybe a detail.
Some fine tuning.
Yeah, some detail that should be shown on the plan. Coverage comments, we noted that if this was a typical 40,000 square foot lot, the proposed 6,982 square feet would be less than the 8,000 that would be required, or that would be allowed under the 40,000 square feet times 20%, which would be 8,000 square feet. The house is not oversized, it's scaled appropriately. We note also that there's no hardscape between the house and the pool, as well as the doors on the west side, which may add some development coverage if it's proposed. It's typically that you do have some hardscape.
In other words, if there's going to be a path between the
The house and the pool?
No, 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 we actually don't want, because we still want to leave in between the house and the and the pool. We want somewhat of a backyard that is a play in as well, so we actually do not plan on putting it on.
Okay, that's fine. So the engineering comments show pool house building and dome dimensions on the plan. Plot plan shall indicate limits of the retractable dome. Is the retractable dome covering the limits of the hardscape patio?
Is it going to extend beyond
that? No, 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 it's
exactly.
It's actually, I don't even think it's going to cover the entire patio. There's going to be a tracking system in the cement of the patio.
Okay, on the plot plan, it really didn't show that there was a dome. So just put a, you know, you can just have leaders saying limits of dome. That was picked up in Mr. Emanuel's narrative, his explanation. S2, applicant shall discuss heights of dome structure in the pool house. There's no architecturals provided. I think you just answered one of the questions before that it's a manual, so there's no mechanicals. So noise issues aren't a concern. But you may want to discuss like how high that dome is in the pool house. I'll just go through and then you can go back to your comments. Show breakdown of coverages for the principal building, but I think Mr. Zumo said he's just considering, since this is existing, you're not looking at the subcategories of the 15 and 5 specifically, correct? S4, provide location of pool mechanicals. S5, show soil erosion sediment control measures, and that can be done at any building permit phase. Show utilities to serve pool house. S7, provide drainage calculations to support design. There's a couple of other notes about some details of roof drains, lawn inlets. I didn't see any, the water coming off the dome, how that is collected. So that's just some details that your engineer can address. S8, disturbed areas shall receive 4-inch topsoil, seed, and hay, and that's just a note. And then S9, the south and east property lines will be generally open with some existing plant material. The dome and pool house will be more visible from these views from adjacent properties. If the board finds the application favorable, we suggest a landscape plan be developed to provide supplemental screen with a mix of plant species and size. Like I said before, the west side has a 6-foot high fence which will provide some screening, whereas the east and south property lines are open. That is my report, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Thank you.
If I could just address a couple of things. Most of this is not a problem. We can certainly have the engineer or the architect handle that. With respect to the last item about the landscaping, the Merlesteins are going to have to provide fencing, safety fencing, in any event. If they wanted to put a solid fence, that would also provide screening instead of a landscaping. And wondered if that would be acceptable to the board. I don't know if they plan to or not, but I just want to see what their options may be.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the issues that often arise with the pools is the question of privacy.
So the total grounds that they're dedicated is up to, so it's 6.5%, right?
Correct.
Over the 20. Okay.
However you want to break it down.
I like the total, easy 6.5%.
Yeah.
He's a macro kind of guy.
Yeah.
What was the number before, last month, before you changed the permeable
pavement? I don't recall.
29.1.
Yeah, it was over 30.
Yeah, 29.1 with some things not included.
Yeah. Correct.
So we're now at, the proposal would be 26.5?
Correct.
Pool is of average size?
Yes.
So we're talking about being...
Yeah. Yeah. This one, the pool is 811 square feet. The one before was 800, so it's right This is a freeform pool, so it's right.
Yeah, 20 by 40 is like typical for a pool.
Right, that's what we were just discussing.
Yeah.
Nothing out of scale. And again, the comment before on the other application, we're seeing more and more of these applications, rear yard usage, people who want to develop their rear yard with these sort of amenities.
Yeah, people are staying home more, so.
And the lot area complies, everything else complies, right? That's just the lot coverage?
That's correct.
I don't have anything further on my end. I don't see anything that would hold it up from being accepted as, you know, the amended application being accepted and scheduled for public hearing next month. Unless anybody else has any other questions or things they want to know or hear from the applicant.
Are we still leaving the variance for the accessory coverage? Or was everything converted to favors?
Well, in the accessory coverage, I have the deck, the driveway. I mean, if you tell me what you want me to take out of it, it may not be an issue. In the I have the deck, the driveway, the front walk and patio, the generator pad, and then the equipment pad, and the pool and fire pit bench. So if you want me to take some stuff out of there, I can.
No, but the driveway and the deck should have been put under the house, but
that's fine. That's fine the way it is.
All right.
So,
and we're continuing with the notion you can't have a wood burning fire pit. That under the fire code?
It is under the fire code. That's the fire inspector's job to police that.
And how is Home Depot selling those things?
Illegally. Okay. Is that a fire screen on it?
I don't know, it hasn't been the landscape architect's design.
They're selling them with fire screens on.
Yeah, the fire screen ones you can burn. You have to have a burn permit from
it. It will comply with the building code, the fire building code.
So I guess the question is, back to this confusion that the amendment to the code has created, at the very least in my own mind, are we noticing this as two separate variances, a lot coverage for the, really, it's the overall plus the accessory, or is it the overall, or is it we just call it what it is and just explicitly say it's a lot coverage variance consisting of, I think maybe that's the, maybe I'm answering my own question. It's a lot coverage variance consisting of a total of 26.5, 19.6 of which is for accessory coverage?
Yeah, that's not truly accessory though, because the driveway is in there. The driveway is not accessory. I want to see if you can get the house without one.
Right, so I guess that's the issue. I don't want to hold the applicant up and redo the computations.
I think it should just be one number. I mean you could note it as being broken out as an accessory of some type for the stuff in the yard, the pool and the cabana building. But the total should be the important part, not anything else.
Yeah, I agree. It makes it more confusing.
It's very confusing. Yeah. They've created, obviously, inadvertently created a real mess for us.
That's why I went to law school.
So I'm just go by the total.
I guess for this one, because if we're not, like, we don't want to be setting a precedent that accessory, you know, we can do an accessory up to 19% when it's not even 19%. We don't want to be having that part of our record.
Correct.
You know, maybe we notice it for the total of 26.5, and maybe between the two meetings, you know, before the public hearing, come in with the actual, let's get it right, maybe talk to Lou, you guys get together. And
you want to tell me now what you want me to take?
What's included and what's not.
What's
then
not?
We can be sure.
Yeah.
The only things that are accessory are things that are not necessary for the house. The driveway is not in the accessory.
All right, so I can take the drive, the deck, the deck I would leave in, right?
Yeah, technically it's an accessory, you don't need a deck, but the walkway should stay in, or you need to come out, how do you get from the driveway to the house and the front door? You need the walkway.
All right, so I can put that under the total.
The generator pad, you need the pad, because the generator's got to sit on something other than dirt.
The same thing with the equipment pad.
Yep.
So really only the pool and the deck should be in the accessory, right?
And the fire pit.
And the fire pit.
And your cabana's on top of your patio, so it's included. I mean, that would be an accessory structure, but it's included anyway.
Correct.
Right?
If it was in the yard, it would count something else.
Yeah. Well, actually, the patio itself is permeable, so it's not covered, so the cabana itself does count.
Yes.
That's an accessory.
Do you want me to put the cabana in the accessory?
Yes, it's accessory to get out of the house, but none of this really matters. It's just the question.
The house and the pertinences is one.
I'm not sure. Really, it's Lou's call, but I think traditionally, if somebody was gonna put a cabana, it's like a shed. It's like that's considered an accessory structure.
Correct. Tennis court.
Right.
Yeah.
A fountain. There's things that you don't necessarily need to live, but they're nice to have. A Tesla charger, it's an accessory.
Alright, so let's do that. Let's notice if we're hearing for 26.5. You clean up the numbers for next time so we can talk about them and at least we're talking about the right accurate numbers split up between the houses.
Yeah, and I'll give you new plans next week.
Okay.
Alright.
And then we could notice it for the public hearing for the next scheduled hearing, which is April 26th.
When is it?
26th. Great.
To a TV show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Did you make a motion for the public hearing already?
Oh yeah, let's make a motion. We talked about it once. You should entertain a motion.
I make a motion.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, have a good night.
Application set for April 26th.